91X News.
It's 6 degrees and mostly cloudy at 2. I'm Dan Canatero with 91X News. As the school year winds down, many students are breathing a little easier. So is too is to support staff to take care of them. Taylor Rankema has a story.
Valerie Gein is the mental health nurse at the college. She says a lot of students aren't aware of the services at their disposal.
Because sometimes students will come in, you know, November, and it's like, I didn't know you were here. And really, until they need us, then they'll start to search.
Gein said if she had her way, all the students would know what services Loyalist has when they walk in the door.
So it feels almost like we can put a really strong net under students.
Lauren Deans is the registered nurse at the Student Health Center. She says the most common problem she sees in students is stress.
You're feeling this sick, you've got midterms coming up, then all of a sudden the semester's ending, the stress. The students have a lot to pack in.
She says staff sometimes turns up at the health center as well.
This is solely a student health center, but I can't turn anybody away. That's just not what I do.
Dean says in March alone, they had over 1,000 students book appointments with her or Dr. Hadley. Taylor Rankema, QNET News, Belleville.
The court is in trial of the man accused of killing 8-year-old Victoria Stafford is hearing that he had a poster of the missing child inside his kitchen drawer. Ontario Provincial Police, Gary Sconey, showed court several items seized from the home of Michael Rafferty's then-girlfriend. Among the items were a pea coat, like the one Terry Lynn McClintock told the court was used to cover Tori when the day she was killed. McClintock is already serving a life sentence after pleading guilty to first-degree murder. Rafferty has pleaded not guilty to first-degree murder, sexual assault, causing bodily harm, and kidnapping. The governing Liberals say the latest job numbers show the Ontario's struggling economy is in the recovery. Statistics Canada is reporting that Ontario picked up 46,000 jobs last month, but its still unemployment rate is still above the national average.
Suffice to say, I don't think these kind of gains are sustainable, but I'll take the good news where I can find it. And this number, it was strong.
Statistics Canada is reporting that the province's jobless rate fell in February. The NDP budget wants a cap on the salaries. Public sector executives are supporting the provincial budget. The party wants to limit the pay at hospitals, universities, power utilities, and other public-funded institutions and agencies. The cap is increasing its list of demands, has issued the governing Liberals ahead of the budget vote. The Special Investigations Unit says there will be no charge of the death of provincial police officer in Orillia. Director Ian Scott says the death of an 85-year-old David Nesbitt on March 13th was tragic, but the officer cannot be held criminally liable. Ian Scott says the death of 84-year-old David Nesbitt was on March 13th was tragic. Nesbitt was taken to a local hospital, then airlifted to Sunnybrook Health Science Center in Toronto. He died 3 days later. That's 91X News, the 203. Here's John Boldrick with sports.
There are three MLB games currently in play. Boston is at Detroit, the Braves are at the Mets, and Philadelphia is taking on the Pittsburgh Pirates. All three games are currently tied at zero. A newly released recording shows former Saints defensive coordinator Greg Williams telling players to put a lick on San Francisco's Kyle Williams to see if the receiver has any lingering effects from an earlier concussion. Filmmaker Sean Pamphlon, who had access to Saints meetings for a documentary on football, has posted the audio on his website. Pamphlon shared the content with Yahoo Sports, telling the website that while he was not bothered by much of Williams' profanity-laced speech, he was troubled by comments about the previously concussed player. In the recording from a meeting before, the Saints played the 49ers in a playoff game in January, Williams urges players to beat running back Frank Gore's head, lay out quarterback Alex Smith, and go after receiver Michael Crabtree's knee. CFL Commissioner Mark Cohen announced Thursday that all of the league's teams were under the $2.3 million salary cap in 2011. It marks the first time that all CFL clubs have been under the cap since its introduction in 2007. The salary cap for 2012 will increase to $4.35 million. It's quite the day for Canada's Jasmine Glacier at the World Track Cycling Championships. The rider from British Columbia is part of Canada's women's team that claimed a bronze medal in team pursuit. Glacier then captured a silver in the 25-kilometer women's point race. Britain defended its women's team pursuit title with a dramatic win over Australia. That's sports. Here's Dan Canatero with 91X Weather.
Today, clearing near noon. Tonight, Clear wind around north 20 kilometers, becoming light this evening. Low of a minus 2. It's 2:04 and 6 degrees. I'm Dan Canatero, John Boldrick, 91X News on the air and online, and 91X.fm. News is next at 3.